For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope it's going well for you. You're getting through the week. Hope you're celebrating each day. Thankful to be alive. Looking unto Jesus. That's what we're talking about. Precious sister said, what do I do now? She got very excited about God at a recent retreat we did. And Lord just started impressing upon me. You know, that's just a great question no matter where you are at in your journey. You ever wake up and do that? God, what do I do today? What do I do now? Well, it's a great place to start is to look to Jesus. In fact, it's the only place to begin. When you're running this race, you got to keep your eyes on Him, don't you? We talked about the children of Israel. And they kept saying, this way is too hard. And, oh, they went through all kinds of things in those 40 years. They had gotten their eyes off of Christ many times. And they had the solution is you get your eyes back on Christ. Look to Him. He's the author. He's the finisher, isn't He, brothers and sisters? And we said yesterday, number two, are you cooperating with God? Number one, look to Jesus. Number two, cooperate with God. He's so ready to do His part, but you have a part. You say, well, what's God's part? God is the one who's working in you. He's the one stirring you. He's the one reminding you. He's the one sustaining you. Philippians 2:13, He works in you both to will and to do. He's the one working, giving you the energeo, the energy, the Holy Ghost power, the desire. And He gives you the power then to do it. I remember one time in a prayer line, a precious lady, I just was standing near her and I was ready to pray for her. And the Lord spoke very gently to me and said, this lady needs to know that I'll even give her the desire to will and to do, because she was fried. Just fried jello. She just had it. And I remember I looked at her and I said, ma'am, if you're ready, God will rebirth in you the desire to go on, the desire to will, and the desire to do what He wants you to do. We had such a breakthrough. I'll never forget that. I'm thinking of it right now as I'm looking at this scripture. So number one, you're looking to Jesus. Number two, you cooperate with God. Number three, when having done all, man, you just stand and you continue on. Look at Paul to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:14. Continue in the things which you've learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom you've learned them. See, this is very powerful to me. I've been going through a little thing in my own walk where God keeps stirring me with, if you're faithful with what I've given you, you'll receive much more. And it just has to do with quite a few areas of my journey. And then I pulled out an old book from Pat Robertson on the Secret Kingdom, and he talks about the law of use, using what you've been given. Utilize what's in your hand. And this is kind of what Paul's saying to Timothy. Just continue in the things which you've already learned. And once you've done those and you got the moorings of those, God will supply more. He says, continue in that, and that you've been assured of that. That's tried and true. You got it down. And know whom you've learned them, and God will continue to add. I found this little phrase in a book I read, I don't even remember, last year. Start where you are, talking about what do I do now. Use what you have. That's our 2 Timothy scripture as far as the Word of God. And do what you can. That would be Philippians 2:13. For God's the one who's giving you the will to do. So we're looking to Jesus. We're cooperating with God, doing our part because He's doing His. Philippians 2:13. He's giving us the energy to will and to do. And number three, we're standing. We're continuing on. We're continuing in the things which we've learned. Another way to rephrase it is starting where you are. Using what you've been given and doing what you can. There's a quote I have in my notes from a guy named Bill Johnson. He says, it's in the rising that the anointing comes. There are times where you think, you know, I don't even want to get up right now. It's in that rising, though, that anointing will come and kick you into gear. You just have to say, Holy Ghost, let's go. I need help to rise. He'll help you get up. that anointing will start flowing, brothers and sisters. Woo! And you'll be on your way again. All right, join me for more of What Do I Do Now? And go to the website and register for our Christmas luncheon, December 7th. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.